880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a great show today. We're going to start it off with my old friend, good friend, Jeff Glusman. Jeff's a wealth manager at Morgan Stanley. Is it Morgan Stanley?
No, it's Merrill Lynch.
Merrill Lynch. All those Wall Street Jeff is a wealth manager. He handles some of the most high-profile sports athletes in town. He's not an agent. He's a wealth manager. We're going to talk to him in the first half hour. We're going to get some great stories. So if you want to hear some behind-the-scenes anonymous stuff, we'll make sure that Jeff gives it to you, and we'll talk to him also about his perspective being a fiduciary to his clients. Then in the second half hour, we're going to talk to Dante Vittori, our friend, the investment banker from New York. Dante's going to talk about his thoughts on why people are still moving back to live with their parents. And then in the last segment, I'm going to talk about Vivian and what's going on with Vivian. It's been a hard summer, but you never know. There could be a silver lining in the offing. So we'll start with some good stuff with Jeff, and we'll talk some sports management of wealth. And we're going to do that right after this. Reagan, let's rock.
I'm a fireball.
All right, everybody. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And now they've got Audi up in Gainesville and all kinds of nameplates at their new store in Key West. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, so join me. As a member of the Warren Henry family, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's catch fire.
I'm on fire. Fireball.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, what are you going to do if your loan that you need on real estate doesn't fit into the bank's square box? You're going to give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. That's right, 305-773-6300. Give me a call. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got some foreign clients and they can't get bank financing because they're not U.S. residents. What are you going to do? You're going to give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're an athlete and you're getting a big down payment from your team, but it's not coming for another couple of months, but you want to buy that house. Yep. What are you going to do? You give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300, because I can help you get the cash today to buy what you want. Maybe you're a real estate investor and you got a lot of equity in that real estate. You want to pull it out to buy a new deal, but you don't know where to go. You call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Why do you call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a segment that's been long in the making. Jeff works for one of them big companies that makes us get all our questions cleared by legal. So here we go. We've got Jeff Glusman. Jeff is a CRP, Certified Retirement Planning Counselor from the College of Financial Planning. He's the Senior Vice President, Senior Financial Advisor at Merrill Lynch Wealth Management, where he's been since 2001. After 8 years in commercial real estate brokerage and development in South Florida, some with me. 16 years later, Mr. Glusman is the senior advisor of a wealth management team managing almost $1 billion of client assets with a focus on affluent families with a significant client headcount in the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Free. Good to be here. Thank you very much.
All right. Now, listen, first of all, Jeff, I think a lot of people out there want to know how you got your start in this, because I get calls all the time from parents that want me to hook them up with the sports teams. How do people get involved in this?
My story is not an overly enjoyable one. I lost a lot of money when the market rolled over in 2000, and I went to one of the few people I trust, that being my father, and I said, taught me a lot about the world, taught me a lot about business, but not necessarily how to protect the money. And he told me that I should consider getting into the business and learning it for myself. I got lucky, and my father-in-law had been in the business for about 30 years at the time, and said you should get into it, and you should check out Merrill Lynch and other firms and do what's best for you and your family. And from there, I got lucky. A couple of my college friends ended up getting into the NFL. One's a GM, the other one is a coach, and got referred a couple clients and turned 2 into 100 with a great team behind me, a great partner in Rich DeLuca, and the kind of support that you need from a company like Merrill Lynch to make it happen.
Well, high five to Rich, but let's talk about one of your early mentors, and I'm not talking about the crazy man that ran the office.
Sure.
You know, you worked with a good friend of mine back in the day in real estate, David Lipp. Why don't we give a shout out to David?
How do you not give a shout out? The surf king of Boca Raton, the original mentor that I ever had, taught me not only work ethic, but that really looking people in the eye and doing them right every day is what it's all about. And he's one of the greatest guys out there. So if he's listening, shout to you, Mr. Lipp.
I love David, and I'll make sure he gets it. We'll flip him the link to the interview. Now, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about who your customers are. Tell me a little bit about your customers in a fiduciary way, obviously, mm-hmm. kind of generically.
Sure. We've really focused in the last 8 to 9 years on the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball space. We do have clients who are affluent, normal, quote unquote, wealthy people, as we say, versus
not in the biz.
Well, people per se that didn't experience sudden wealth and with a lack of financial aptitude or literacy.
Okay.
So their education wasn't the focus versus making sure the money was protected in a way that met their goals.
Okay. So you would then describe your customers as people that have had significant wealth events individually or perhaps had it accumulate over time in a family way?
Yeah, a couple families that have had liquidity events by selling their businesses or inheriting significant amount of money, and then obviously a heavy headcount of young men who are getting massive signing bonuses and very lucrative contracts at ages of 20, 21, 22, and even 28, 29. And then the challenge of making that money last for 60 years versus making the money last for the normal 15 years after or 20 years after a retirement that you and I might go through.
Wow. Now, here's my real question. It seems to me that that's the reason that they need your services.
It is. It is. 30 for 30 shed a lot of light on the lack of success that people in this environment have, that families have. And I think has actually driven more of the families and of these young men to seek out people like us that have the platform, the people in the process, and a track record of success, a clean record by FINRA, no client complaints, and no one who's going broke or bankrupt when the statistics suggest that almost 80% do after a few years.
So why don't we talk a little bit about the difference between the baller's mentality that's out there on TV
sure.
and versus keeping it professional. Do you take them out? Do you take your clients out on big yachts, throw fancy parties that everybody does a lot of different stuff at? Or,
But of course, with dancing girls and fireworks and all the things that one would expect, just like television.
Right? just like the TV world?
Yeah, I would say the only thing maybe in common with the Ballers episode is the fact that my team prides itself on their executive presence, on wearing suits and ties and cufflinks and pocket squares and presenting a professional delivery at all times. We don't go out and drink with our clients. We don't go out and party with our clients. We're trying to basically convey to them that how they should act as professionals now. They're not college kids anymore, so to say.
Wow, so you actually set a good example. You got any good recruiting stories? I mean, you know, obviously keeping it generic.
Sure, sure. You know, recruiting stories are funny. I took a trip recently up to Atlanta with my eldest son, and I introduced him to a client, actually to two clients, one in the NBA and one in the NFL. And it wasn't so much so anything about the recruiting effort that it was the takeaway that my son had and the athletes had. Sometimes we forget that just because they're bigger, stronger, faster, that a lot of these young men are in fact still young men. They're yet to go through a lot of life experiences. Their appreciation for a 12-year-old who's still in awe of them and a 12-year-old's appreciation of how much hard work it takes to be one of the 650 guys in the NBA or one of the 2,500 guys in the NFL. Otherwise, I mean, there are trips where you show up and a young man's supposed to be there for a meeting and you wait hours on end and he never shows up. And sometimes you think you're showing up to meet the guy who's in control, a parent, and it ends up being somebody
that's not that person.
It's not that person.
Wow. So do you go to the different events like the Senior Bowl, big sports events, big cultural events, stuff like that? That's where you meet the folks?
We're at the appropriate venues. We spoke at the Senior Bowl 8 of the last 10 years. Myself and my partner, Rich, were the ones that delivered the wealth management session at the Senior Bowl.
Whoa.
Which was a big deal. One of our conventional competitors that you mentioned earlier went into the Senior Bowl and pushed their way in by using the dollars to get that venue. We built the credibility off of time and effort. We spoke at the Portsmouth Invitational Basketball, at the East-West game, and a couple of colleges. And at this point, the good news is we've been doing it so long that we have clients who've gone to schools or in locker rooms that know what we're about. We don't have to try to convince people that we're the right fit. We are the right fit.
Wow. So, you know, it's not easy being one of the handful of people that is really successful and able to build a quality, diversified, cross-referring network mm-hmm. in this vertical. How do you do it against all those odds?
You have to be the guys that are there to protect and preserve. Growth is not something that these young people need when they experience this sudden wealth. They need to be educated, right? The old knowledge is power. Well, they have the money. They need to get the knowledge so that they don't end up being the negative statistic. Referring to attorneys and accountants, we just look for people that are qualified and make sure that they are looking out for our clients' best interests and not taking advantage of them. And the same thing goes for the real estate world. We're not going to let someone show our client a $1 million house when their budget calls for $450,000. So controlling those centers of influence and making sure they understand that our responsibility to the client extends beyond our office has been why the results have been what they have been.
Look, one of my friends is a CFO of one of the condos up in the Miami Gardens area. Not a fancy, splashy condo. Mm-hmm. I would call it working class. And she's got a professional ball player who plays for one of the teams out west, who's mm-hmm. a Latin American guy who lives there. Cost him probably $110,000.
Sure.
That's the kind of guy that I think knows what's going on.
That's what we look for. There's nothing better. We were with a client yesterday who plays for the Falcons, and he said, I just want to get a little condo on the beach for $200,000. And this is a guy who could be buying spreads for millions of dollars. So when you find that kind of guy who's got the right kind of vision quest in regards to his money and his priorities in order, It makes it easy to want to have them as a client and keep them, right?
Yeah. By the way, one of our friends, Russ, on the Facebook feed said that David Lipp is one of the top quality people he's ever met. You're darn right, Russ. Darn right. I love David Lipp. You ain't so bad either, Russ. We love you, too. Now, with all that money, you know what? We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go to the next half of the next hour. I want to talk about how do they fail to save their money when they have so much. Mm-hmm. Again, I want to talk about how you got your start again. The most outrageous client request. I got some great questions. So stick with us. We're going to have an entertaining time with my good friend, Jeff. We're going to talk about all the things that you want to know that go on behind the curtain when athletes work with their sports, with their wealth advisors. So it's going to be great. Stick with us. Reagan, rock it. All right, you hear what we're playing? Just for our good friend Jeff Glusman, Regan's been working on the double entendre all afternoon, figuring out what he's going to play. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. And don't forget to visit their store in Gainesville. I'll be up there in a few weeks. They sell Audis up there, and they sell all kinds of great nameplates down in their new store in Key West. But what is the Warren Henry advantage? Well, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and, of course, that personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's hear a little bit more of that Pink Floyd.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, what happens if you need a real estate loan and your bank says no, it's just not the standard kind of loan they're looking for? You give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. When people call me, it always starts with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation." Well, if your bank's not saying no, call me. We can give you a loan up to $15 million. We'll get you cash out of your real estate. We'll finance any type of commercial property. Any residential property that's used in a business transaction will make loans to non-U.S. citizens. In certain cases, we'll do the construction loan. Why? Well, we were a private lender. We've been in business for over 25 years. We'll make loans to foreigners. So if you're a realtor and you've got a client that's from overseas and they want to buy a property and they can't get a bank loan, you give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. What kind of loans will we, what kind of properties will we make loans on? Regular properties, office buildings, shopping centers, commercially used homes, but also we'll do a office condo, hotel condo. If it's special, give me a call. Jim Fried, the king of special situation loans, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Marlins fans, assemble. On Friday, August 11th, come out to the ballgame and celebrate with your favorite superheroes at Marlins Park. Get ready for Marvel Superhero Night. Purchase a special event package and get your hands on an awesome limited edition collectible Hulk bobblehead. Grab your special event package for the incredible price of just $35. Plus, the first 6,000 fans in attendance receive an Avengers Superhero Night t-shirt. Visit marlins.com/special events today.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, here we are. We've got a great show going, and we're here with my good friend, Jeff Glusman. Jeff is a certified retirement planning counselor from the College of Financial Planning. He's the senior vice president, senior financial advisor at Merrill Lynch, where he has been a wealth management advisor since 2001. For the last 16 years, Mr. Glusman has been the senior advisor of a wealth management team managing almost $1 billion, that's with a B, of client assets with a focus on affluent families with a significant headcount in the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. Welcome back for our second segment, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Free.
You are quite welcome. So let's go back to where we left off in the last segment. Guys making or ladies making all this money in pro sports, how do they not have anything left?
You know, we had a first rounder sit in our office about 3 or 4 months ago, and he asked that basic question and perplexed himself. And honestly, there's common mistakes that are made every day. Kids running out, having to get things on a wish list before they're even drafted. You're supposed to be a first rounder. Everyone tells you you're going to be a top 10 pick, and you go out and you get a $250,000 car. You spend $100,000 on jewelry, $50,000 on clothes. You get drafted in the third round.
You just spent your entire first year's salary.
You not only just spend your entire first year's salary, you took away whatever financial stability you would have in
going
the potential
forward.
Future. Because car, depreciating asset, jewelry, even these things are useless ultimately.
Well, you get a Panerai. That's not going to, you know.
It could be worse.
All right, all right. So then what's the most this is a good one. I'm glad. Okay. What's the most outrageous request a client has ever made, or even better, a client's, quote, fingers going up, friend?
Well, I mean, this is an easy one, and I know my partners listening already know what I'm going to tell you. We sat at a table for lunch out in Los Angeles a few years ago with an offensive tackle's family, and we were going over the contract and the numbers and what the net numbers would be and how we thought it should shake out and establishing a budget. And the young man conveyed that he wanted to help his family out a little bit, and we had dialogue about that and defined what that would mean, and we both agreed what it would be, and the family was at the table, and in the midst of nodding our heads that sounded like a good idea, the father-in-law slapped his hand on the table and said, "You're not going to break me off a little piece of nothing. You're going to give me $1.5 million up front." To which we just kind of looked at each other and looked at the young man and said, "Listen, we really appreciate your time, but we're not those guys."
That was his father or his father-in-law?
I believe it was his father, stepfather, father-in-law. It wasn't the guy.
He wanted his piece for bringing up the kid?
Yeah, bottom line. And he wasn't going to have it any other way. He didn't want to hear about tax efficiency. He didn't want to hear about the right kind of structure. My partner and I got up from the table and we left. And we got a call about 5 minutes later from the kid's mother who said, "Please come back. That's what we want. That's what we're looking for."
Well, that does seem to be what the right approach would be. And so perhaps that was a test?
I don't think it was a test. I think that was his legitimate feeling. And I think it was maybe a little bit of awareness for the rest of the family on what would be coming down the pike.
Wow. Now, how'd you get your start? We talked a little bit about it before. Mm-hmm. You had a couple of friends that got involved in a way where they could give guidance to people.
Well, it was I got to Merrill Lynch because my father-in-law really said this is where you should be, and I believe that's the best place for you. And he was right from that standpoint, and I owe him more than I could even say.
Well, you're married to his daughter.
Well, I was about to say, actually, I give her more credit and my children and the rest of my family credit for dealing with me every day and understanding the travel, the clients that we have, and I thank all of them because they don't come at me for tickets or locker room passes or signed pictures or hats or the usual stuff that comes with this business. And that's something about our team. And you asked before, we don't go at our guys about that stuff. We're here to help them become educated and protect their money, not to be their friends, not to get them girlfriends, not to go out and party with them. But it's a great business. The guys that I know that got into the league, I was dealing with normal people money, and one of them referred me a running back. We took good care of that running back, and he told us about a couple teammates. And really, the light went on for me that having been an athlete, a sporto, whatever, in prior world, I wasn't intimidated by athletes, and I'd rather work with them and educate them and build a trust relationship for the long term than necessarily a 55-year-old architect who made his money.
Or a 56-year-old real estate professional.
Who knows a little bit about money also?
Yeah, I could get you. So, I get calls all the time from my friends. They all have sons. All the sons want to go into sports management. I told them all to go sell tickets for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
But I do know that you do bring on summer interns, that you do grow your team, that sure. there's a variety of opportunities as you continue to grow your business for people to come in and grow with you. How does somebody get involved with your team? In what ways is your team growing? How does that reflect on your view of the business? You've got 5 seconds. I'm kidding.
No, great questions. Really, it's growth of our teams happened steadily over the past 6 months. We added Albert Nassar, who's now running our basketball division. He played basketball at Syracuse, got his degree in finance. We brought in Isaiah Williams, who played football at Wisconsin, who's sitting for a CFP in a couple of months. And we added Austin Murphy, who just graduated from Villanova Law School. So Austin had interned for a couple of summers. That's how he built his way into the potential on the team. And Albert and Isaiah went through the normal process. They created a resume, submitted it, and went through 6 different interviews, heavy background testing. The one thing that these gentlemen know about our business is the attrition that exists at Merrill Lynch. Almost 78% of the advisors that start there fail. Our practice, we deal in sports and entertainment, is even a higher level of attrition because it's a smaller amount of client that you get to go after. So I encourage people that wanted to get in this business, the first thing they need to do is to learn how to build relationships. They need to learn how to effectively communicate and probably have a job before their Merrill Lynch job. That's the biggest advice I would give, because your Merrill Lynch job is your last job. This is where you are. If you work the way you're supposed to work for 5 to 7 years, you're going to work, and you've heard this cliche, harder than everyone does, but then you're going to be able to live a life that most people will never experience. And if you do your clients right, fiduciary is a big word today. This is something I feel like we've been doing for the last 16 years. We're looking out for our clients' best interests every day. And Charles E. Merrill said that. You don't have to worry about revenue. You don't have to worry about production. If you worry about the client and the client's best interest, the rest of it will take care of itself. And when you sit with parents and young men like this and you look them in the eye, they know. They know that this is real. They know that this is not TV, that this is not manure and ball bearings. It's legitimate. And that's what we're all about, delivering the promise.
You know, when I first met you, when I was running one of the big real estate shops down here, mm-hmm. you were the guy from Fort Lauderdale. We had one other guy from the north part of town that we put you with, that
sure.
you basically worked with, a guy named David Lipp.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like you learned an awful lot from David Lipp.
I did. David's work ethic, his genuine way, his honesty, and a couple of little tricks of the trade. And really, as a first job and having a mentor like that, and then you being the guy of that office as well, sometimes honesty hurts when you're young and you don't want to hear it. But I was lucky I had guys like you and David delivering a message that a lot of it I still keep with me today.
Means thank you. That's actually very gratifying to hear. If people kind of call you, submit their inquiries to you, how would they go about doing that?
I mean, if you're a potential client, you can look us up at Merrill Lynch. I'm down in Las Olas in Fort Lauderdale. If you're someone who's interested in a job, you really have to go through the system at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. There isn't so much so anything like me can do for someone. That's the one thing that happily Merrill Lynch and Bank of America have eliminated from the process, the nepotism, so to say, right? It's
sure.
qualified people. But like my children, Mason, Judah, and Remy, I mean, they're young boys and they can have aspirations. And I've told them, you have to do the right things in school. You have to set yourself up with the right degrees and you have to want to be in this business. There's only 14,000 advisors at Merrill Lynch in the world. That's a small amount of people. There's only 8 of them at Merrill Lynch that deal with athletes and entertainers. So if your aspirations are to get into this space and be the next Jeffrey Glusman, or to be an agent and be the next Drew Rosenhaus, the odds are stacked against you. It's not impossible, but it's a mountain that is not one climbed easily by many.
Well, I got to say, I've been really looking forward to this for a long time, Jeff. I'm really glad that Merrill Lynch and the compliance department were able to get you on.
10 years later, OMT came through.
Hey,
know?
Listen.
What can we do?
Listen, but the thing that makes me most proud is how well you've done. And I want to say thank you for coming on the show today. Thank you for being the fiduciary to a lot of people that seem to need somebody like you. Mm. And I'm so proud of everything that you've accomplished. It really means the world to me, Jeff. God bless you. I hope you'll come back and we'll do this again sometime.
Jim, I couldn't thank you enough. And, you know, being around you and talking to you for before the show and seeing you in action, it's like I told you earlier, it's don't make me cry, man.
Don't. I love you. I love you. I really love you. I want you to come back. I want you to bring your kids. We're going to have a great show with your kids.
No doubt.
And your wife, your father-in-law, all the people. Love to have them all. But the most important thing, Jeff, is we got to talk about the person we have in common, our good mutual friend, the guy we both love, David.
He's
David
a good, good man, Charlie Brown.
David, we love you, David.
Much love.
Lots of shout-out to David Lipp. Our next guest is going to be Dante Vittoria. We're going to talk about why the kids are coming and living on the parents' couch again. And then the last segment, I'm going to talk and give an update on Vivian. Jeff Glusman, I love you. Regan, let's rock it. All right, we had the big long thing because Jeff and I were doing the hug you love you kind of thing. Jeff, I love you. I'm coming to Las Olas. I'm buying you a burger. I love you, and I want to meet your partners. They sound like great people. All right, that's up. We're on. I love that guy. Absolutely. I think if I had to say things, maybe he was the first guy I mentored. I think that might have actually been. I love him so much. He's such a beautiful person. All right, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their Audi store open in Gainesville. I'll be up there in a couple of weeks to go see that. And they've also got a great multi-nameplate store down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right. Hey, what are you going to do if you need a real estate-based loan? You're going to give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum, and Spectrum's one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. We'll go all over the state of Florida. My partner, Bob, has a plane. He's cranky. That makes him the perfect private lender, but I'm a nice guy. So you give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I'll help you figure out your special situation loan. I'm the king of special situation loans. That's right. Maybe you're a realtor, and you've got a foreign client. The client can't get a bank loan. Call me at 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision. We can close in a week. I'll say it again. One person makes the decision. We can close in a week. So if you're facing a special situation and your bank says no and the clock is ticking, what are you going to do? Well, I think by now you know. You're going to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Marlin. Dolphins fans, assemble. On Friday, August 11th, come out to the ball game and celebrate with your favorite superheroes at Marlins Park. Get ready for Marvel Superhero Night. Purchase a special event package and get your hands on an awesome limited edition collectible Hulk bobblehead. Grab your special event package for the incredible price of just $35. Plus, the first 6,000 fans in attendance receive an Avengers Superhero Night t-shirt. Visit Marlins.com/special events today.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
I-95 accident free in both Dade and Broward counties. Crash has cleared westbound Dolphin and Northwest 27th Avenue. Heavy delays approaching from I-95, the supportive service of the Foundation for a Better Life. That's your South Florida traffic.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got one of my favorite New York-based bloggers and New York-based financial Wall Street dudes. We've got Dante Vittoria. Dante, welcome back. You're a regular at this point, I think.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what'd you think about Jeff? Did you listen to a little bit of that?
Listen, I was just going to say, you know, I didn't know if I wanted, when I grew up, I wanted to be you. I think I might want to be Jeff now when I grow up.
Jeff's a handsome guy. He is living the life.
Some other things, yeah.
He is. I thought about it. Jeff is the first young person that I mentored. When I was back running Grubb & Ellis, Jeff was my go-to young person. And today was actually coming back around the circle with him. And I really got to tell you how proud I am. And the guy that we talked about, David Lipp, what a beautiful guy he is. But Dante, so tell me, what's going on up there? What are we going to talk about today?
Let's talk about some of my favorite folks, favorite in quotation marks, my millennials. You know, and up until a little while ago, I didn't even know what a millennial was. Somebody had to explain it to me, but they're kind of gumming up the works, Jim. I mean, I know my young people get mad at me, but and I got a couple working for me, but I give them the business because I try to mentor them, and sometimes they're just not getting it.
No, I don't call them millennials and hop them into the whole thing because sometimes they're not a categorizable person. I call them young people. And young people, people under 40 we'll call them, they have a different life experience and they see things differently. And I've been actually changing my behavior pattern to better fit with them.
Well, good for you. I mean, I guess I am too, because otherwise I'd pull a little bit of hair that I have left out of my head.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I sit down with someone, and I have a bunch of good guys working for me, and gals too, and a lot of them are under 40, and I'll ask them questions, you know, oddball questions, not like an employer, an employee would ask. We'll go out for a drink, we'll have dinner, I'll say, so where do you live? I live so-and-so. Where'd you grow up? Oh, yeah, so-and-so. Oh, so you stayed in the same neighborhood? I live with my folks, and I roll my eyes. I say, you know, all right, I graduated college at 21, and the following weekend got married. So we didn't live with our mom and dad, and I'm happy to report that we still don't live with our moms and dad. I'm still married to the same gal, but, you know, it's a whole different world out there, Jim, and I don't know if it's good or bad. They're not saving money. And I was just reading something that SunTrust Bank, down by your neck of the woods, said 33% of the millennials that are buying their first house are 36 years old or more. And the biggest reason that they said they wanted to buy a house was for their dog. Wow.
Well, listen, I know people that just got married last weekend. I do know that they are going to move in with their parents, but I think it's so that they can save up money for a down payment because it's so darn hard to save up for a down payment. But I agree with you. I went to school. I left for college at 17, and other than coming back for a week or so at a time, I never lived in the house again. It was something I didn't want to do. And I slept on the mattress on the floor at my friend's apartment for 6 months. Didn't matter to me. I did what it took.
Right. Well, that's my, you know, that's my battle cry. You know, and I hate to sound old, and Jimmy, you know, no offense, we're old, brother.
That's okay. I looked at Glusman, my young guy that I mentored. He's got a little gray hair going.
There you go. You know, but we had a different, you know, we had that mindset, and I know my dad, and we've spoken off the air, my dad didn't speak English. You know, he was worker hard. That's what we did. We had a goal. We had, you know, hey, listen, meet a nice girl, go to school, educate yourself, get a career, get married, have a family. Now, and you know, I've done some research on this, and I even wrote a blog about it a couple of weeks back. You know, the American dream, you know, three meals a day and cable and laundry service. Mom's basement isn't so bad. And that's what it is. You know, they get married first, or they have a child first. And, I mean, you know, that's backwards. Now, you know, I don't want to sound old school, but that's backwards. You have to have your ducks in a row, or your, you know, you have to have your stuff together. I don't want to say the wrong word, but stuff before you can move forward. Otherwise, you're swimming upstream. And I don't care what anybody says, and it's just a fact. You can't take care of someone else if you can't take care of yourself first.
Well, I think that's
what seems to be a problem.
And I think that's where it rolls together. But I also think that the prior generation may have had a hand in that. Look, I think that if you teach your kid how to budget, if you teach them how to work, if you teach them how to save, the rest is on them.
You're right, Jim, and it is, you know, it is a generational thing, because, you know, I don't know how it is in down in Florida, but it's baffling in New York. I mean, today I was on air, and our mayor said he wants to tax the wealthy 1% of New York to fix the subway. And I said, well, the wealthy 1% of New York don't ride the subway. And I, you know, I'm in that wealthy 1%, and I look at myself and say, I'm a lot of things. I don't consider myself wealthy with the tax bills that I have and all of the expenses that I have. And he's going to bang me out more for something I don't even use. It's a little bit, again, it's a little backwards.
Well, you know, you're up
the point.
Well, you're up there. You got a lefty mayor, and he's talking about wealth distribution. We don't really talk politics on the show, but I think I just showed my colors a little bit.
A little bit. You're kind of right in there with me. It's amazing, but you know, it's the whole thing. I've spoken to a lot of younger folks, and I do, you know, some time to time I go to back to grad school and I'll teach a class or I'll do a lecture or something, and you look at some of these youngsters and these young people, and I say to myself, all right, guys, do I ask the question? And I'll ask it. I'll say, where do you want to be in 5 years, 10 years? And you'll always get the one guy. And he'll look at me and he'll say, I want to be wearing a nice suit like you and a fancy watch like you. What kind of car do you drive? And I smile. And I said, well, what difference does that make? How do you think I got the nice suit and the nice watch? And, you know, the shoulders get shrugged and he kind of slunks in his seat a little bit. I said, can I tell you something? I don't have a PlayStation. Do you? And, I go right at him. And, you know, I feel it's kind of my duty. And they look and say, well, you know, it's a generational thing. Jimmy, we had things that would take our time as well. But you had to make a decision, at, like you said, 17, 18, like me. What do you want to do? You want to hang out with your buddies? Or do you want to go to school, educate yourself? And you'll take one for the team by sleeping on a mattress or an air mattress or a sleeping bag to take that step forward. You did it. I did it.
Well, you know, we've got a role. So, you know, as always, I want to end with, if people want to find you or they want to check out your blog, D, how do they do that?
Dante Vittoria, thevittoriagroup.com, Dante's Inferno.nyc. Some good stuff, you know, read it, listen to it, agree with it, disagree with it, argue. We love to argue. You know, it's what we do in New York anyway. I'm an Italian guy from New York, Jim. I've been arguing since I could talk, you know what I mean?
Sure I do. I'm a Jewish guy from Jersey, so of course I know what you're talking about. All right, Dante V, my man. Dante's always got some good hot stuff to dish. Dante, we look forward to your coming back again real soon. And of course, I always want to thank you for being a big supporter of the show.
Anytime, brother. Thank you.
Okay. Let's keep him honest up there in New York. We're going to come back after the break. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been going on with Vivian, give everybody an update, what's been going on over this summer. It's been hot. It's been sweaty. That's not what a person that's on dialysis needs, but I'm going to help you because my wife feels strong and positive, and I'm going to make sure that you do too right after this Reagan Rocket, back with some positive energy.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack.
All right, we were dealing with a couple of technical issues here. That's what took me off that time. I wasn't giving a high five to Glusman. He's on the way home to Broward to his beautiful family. But hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's right, you want to get on the road, Jack. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got a great new store up in Gainesville that sells Audi, and their new store in Key West sells a whole bunch of great nameplates. And what do all those cars have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. And this Saturday at the Lamborghini store off of 75 and Griffin is Supercar Saturday. So I'll be out there. Hopefully I'll see you out there too. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back. No.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
All right, hey, what are you going to do when you need a mortgage or a real estate loan and your bank says no because you're not a standard loan? You're a special situation. You call me, Jim Freed, the king of the special situation loan, at 305-773-6300. We can give you a loan up to $15 million pretty much anywhere in the state of Florida. We'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens, realtors. So if you've got a client that's buying a property or a commercial or residential property, give me a call at 305-773-6300. You got a client from Brazil? No problem. Russia? No problem. Any other place in Europe? Latin America? No problem. Canada? No problem. Mexico? No problem. U.S. with bad credit? You know by now the answer to that is no problem. You give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. We'll get your deal closed so you can make money. Maybe you're a real estate investor and you want to pull some cash out so you can buy more properties. We'll help you with that cash out mortgage. You just give me a call, Jim Freed, 305-773-6300, because I'm the king of the special situation loans. And when you call me, it's all about you.
Marlins fans, assemble. On Friday, August 11th, come out to the ball game and celebrate with your favorite superheroes at Marlins Park. Get ready for Marvel Superhero Night. Purchase a special event package and get your hands on an awesome limited edition collectible Hulk bobblehead. Grab your special event package for the incredible price of just $35. Plus, the first 6,000 fans in attendance receive an Avengers Superhero Night t-shirt. Visit marlins.com/special events today.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch. Right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. Reagan, what do I got, about 6 minutes? Okay, seven, even better. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what's been going on this summer with Vivian. It's been a really crushing summer for us. First of all, the weather's really hot. It makes it very tough on Vivian because she can't drink. Imagine if it's this hot out and you can't drink a glass of ice water. That's right, she can't. She has to drink this, eat this crushed ice. It's really, you know, I spend a lot of time making the ice that she can eat. It's got to be a certain kind of way. Anyway, and so, but we got real lucky at the beginning of the summer. We were told that we would be able to get a transplant, that they had found somebody that matched. In fact, they had found three people. And they said, get ready, come in and come for your cross match on whatever day. And Vivian called and said she was on her way for the cross match. They said, don't bother coming. The person got washed out, as did the other two people that were backing her up. So we waited another few weeks, and we got another call. The call said, this time you may have to go to New York, but we've got a match for you. In fact, if this match doesn't work, we've got two other matches behind them backing her up. Again, all three people backed out. Those three were supposed to be transplanted on August 8th, just in case you wanted to know. But they said, we're going to keep you with a date on August 15th because we've got another four people that have matched. What happened? I think by now you can guess. All four people decided to not go through with the transplant. I found some of the people we work with that help us find people found some. All those people were wonderful people for going through the process, and I want to thank them because it is an invasive, uncomfortable thing that they went through. CAT scans, MRIs, big blood tests. It's horrible what they go through to try to help my wife have a beautiful life. But they did it. But for one reason or another, they didn't get all the way through the process. Some family members didn't approve. They couldn't get a consensus, whatever. None of my business. Every person's entitled to their own personal approach, and they were gracious and loving enough to even go through the effort. I want to thank each and every one of them. They are all beautiful people. But now I don't have a person that's a match. I'm still looking for a donor to help save the love of my life, my wife. The person who demonstrates to me what strength and grace is all about every single day. The person who I get up in the morning, I put her special drinks in the freezer. I wake her up at 6:15 so she can go to dialysis and be on that machine at 7. She gets home from that at about 11. She lies in bed for a couple of hours recovering. Then if we're lucky, she can go out and do something for an hour or two before she comes back. But she's declining. She hasn't been able to go see her mother. Her mother had a stroke a year ago. Her mother lives 3-4 miles away from us. My wife can't go visit her on a Sunday. She won't even at this point let me drive her because she doesn't have the energy anymore. She's an amazing human being. She looks more and more beautiful every day. She gets dialyzed 6 days a week. On Sunday, the 7th day that she doesn't get dialyzed, by Sunday night, she's so full of toxins that I have to go and rub her feet and push the toxins away from the bottom of her feet so that she can just get on her feet in the morning and be able to walk. She's amazing. She gets this bag that she takes with her that's full of her food and her special drinks. It must weigh 30 pounds. She carries it. She's a beast. I don't know how she does it. I can't lift that freaking bag, but she does. She's as strong as an ox, physically, spiritually, emotionally. She is bigger than any person that I've ever met. And so you go, Jim, I'm interested in helping her. How do I go about doing that? Well, what you do is you just email me, jim@freedonbusiness. That's jim@freedonbusiness. And I'll get you to the right people if you want to help. jim@freedonbusiness is all that it takes. We ran an ad recently. You can see the ad. It's pinned to the top of the Jim Freed Facebook page. Over 350,000 people have seen the ad. Over 5,000 times it's been shared. Over 5,000 comments have been left. It generated over 100 leads. Those 100 leads turned into those 10 people. So what am I going to do next week? I'm going to start all over. Like the guy in mythology who rolled the world up the hill every day only to watch it roll down at night, I will continue to do that. Every day I'll wake up and look at the 5,000 closed doors, and I'll open each one of them. And behind it, you know what I'm going to find, 5,000 more doors behind each, and I'm going to go through every one of them. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to save the life of the most amazing human being that I've ever met, Vivian Freed. Go to our Facebook page and check it all out. Go look her up on Facebook at Vivian Freed from Miami. You'll be amazed at her personal strength. I want to thank today, first of all, I want to thank Vivian. Without her, I got nothing. But I want to thank my good friend, Jeff Glusman, for coming in. I love that man. I want to thank Dante Vittoria for excoriating all of the people under 40 today and lamenting that they still can't find their way. I love that guy. He's a pistol. I want to thank my good friend Bob Gutlawn at Spectrum Mortgage for giving me the opportunity to private loan with him. Of course, I want to thank Warren Henry in their sixth year of sponsorship. And I want to remind everybody, Next Wave Financial is coming on our show next week as our new sponsor. This is our eighth year. Next week, it'll be our ninth year. That's right. I want to thank Kind Snacks, the NFL alumni, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins, Espresso Marketing, and, of course, Lauren's Kids. I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. The hits keep coming. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com, as soon as I can get it up there. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Reagan, rock the house.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. There were steep losses on Wall Street today. President Trump kept up his campaign to pressure North Korea with new warnings to the regime, but Tobias